Right now, it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It is Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, joins us every week. He is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, encyclopedias, and more. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning to you, sir, and Jill, and all you wonderful people out there. And here I thought I was going to be the windy one. That said, if you think it's cold, you should be on a train in Oregon that's been stalled for 24 hours in the snow. You know,
that's the last train trip you'll ever take.
the last train to the windy city.
You won't even get on a train to go to work after that happens.
Anyhow, we're still laughing and we're still standing, and that's the important thing. Not much news happening. Let's just focus on something that happened. This is in the form of a civic announcement on safety. About a week ago, it was discovered an officer from the Coast Guard had created a cache of arms, about 29 weapons, and a list of people, Democrats, political people, media people, that he might want to kill. Now, what is very disturbing about this is not that this is something that unfortunately is happening or is being discovered too frequently, but the lack of response on the part of the administration. It took the president 1 week to decide that this was sad. Rather than a call to arms, and in terms of what's happening here in the country with people getting out of joint or going crazy, for whatever reason, rather we get a very dismal, oh, this is sad response. I understand the president, this is part of his base, the crazies, the Nazi Fagans, the mentally disturbed, the people without teeth. But that aside, I just suggest to you folks that you be extra cautious as you go through your day and your weeks ahead, because there's, unfortunately, by not addressing such a serious thing at a very high level, it gives other people who want to do something crazy to possibly do it. The key thing, if you're in a crowd, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, the guy who is, or girl who's laying out some violence, he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't take an ID. So be very careful in that instance.
You know, when
that
we,
said, go ahead.
Well, the thing that I found, now this is going to sound terrible, but it's true, but when the story broke and I heard the whole story, for some reason in today's society, it rang true, because I mean, we had things, all the letters that were sent to the Democrats before, and then we had the shooter who shot at Republicans at a softball practice, and what it keeps pointing out to me, in which for some reason. The administration, I'm not saying Homeland Security or police departments, but the top levels of the administration, not even the bottom levels of the administration, are willing to talk about our homegrown white terrorists. I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal how that topic
that goes
is,
back to San Bernardino, for example.
Yeah.
And what about Pulse? I mean, there are things that happen that...
But people didn't talk.
I mean, I know.
They just didn't carry the weight. Now, here's the whole thing. Had instead of being a guy from the Coast Guard and a white guy, had that been just, let's just say, a Latino, a regular citizen, Trump would have been all over the TV. And
what about the guy who was mailing the bombs?
Yeah, but all I'm saying is there's a definite intent on the purpose of the president to overlook those things, because they're not the type of calamity that he wants to talk about. And it's a horrible thing, because it does give people who are of that bent, I'm not talking about normal people, but people who are of that bent, of the violent bent, almost credence to move on. That's where the president, even if he were just to come out and just make one quick statement right after it happens, it's a statement from the president of the United States. It's not 10 days later or a week later saying, I'm going to get a briefing on it in 2 hours. These are just terrible things that he does at the top, and I just don't understand. I don't understand it.
Well, I presume he's appealing to his base. I like most people, don't know really what he's thinking or why he's doing certain things. But it is dispiriting for people to find something like this not addressed. And I really was thinking about this morning. You know, this is a public safety little message. We're not really being protected at the higher levels. That's really a main job of someone running a business or a company or a country, you know, to take care of the people you're managing. And when you don't use your moral authority to call out things which are wrong, which might impact the people who you're responsible for, it is very dangerous. And I just say, just get more aware of it. Just pay more attention when you go to the mall or wherever you do, that unfortunately, I can't say it's a virus, but there's a sickness that is coming up in people. And on the other hand, as you just raised, Marshall, the signaling out of a Latino, for instance, who might have done something or another, and dramatizing it, creates this againstness, because all of a sudden, okay, this one is bad, and so okay, we gotta be careful, we gotta be negative, we gotta be whatever. There's gotta be leadership, and we don't have leadership. Leadership is of all of the people, of all stripes. We all live here. We try to live in peace and harmony, and we need somebody to help us lead that way.
So let's talk about John Stewart.
You know, I'm glad you brought John Stewart up. I was going to bring him up.
Well, let's...
He is so marvelous. He is so marvelous. This man created his own show, extremely successful, helped create the careers of great comedians, great rock on tours. And here he is yesterday, still standing up for the people who were injured, who are dying from the effects of the 9/11, when they basically contributed their time and energy to going to the pile and cleaning it up. Jerry Nadler said it well, that the attack on 9/11 was against us, the people of the United States. It happened to hit New York City because New York City was a prime target. But as a major city of our country, it certainly was an attack on this country. John Stewart is asking that the Congress finalize the payment schedule for those people who are dying and who are sick from 9/11. These are heroes who went to the aid of others and went to clean it up. But there's a statute of limitations on the payment plan, and it's come up again. It comes up every 5 years. And Stewart is basically saying, please make it permanent. These are heroes of our country. And it sends the wrong message, certainly to them and to their families, but my God, to the country at large.
And what is really wonderful about the way that he has done it is, instead of doing it in a way that alienates, he's just basically said, this is stupid. Fix it.
You know what's so wonderful about what I heard him say?
Yeah.
I mean, he's really a fantastic person. But when he was asked, when it kind of came up, well, who's responsible? Who should do this? He said Congress. Now, Congress created this law, and he put it on Congress. He didn't take a shot at the president. He didn't say, Mr. President, come riding in on a white horse. He put it where it should be. Congress is representative of the people. And as the people's houses, House and Senate, they must create this law. Just make it for item. These people are dying, so they're losing their benefits as time goes by. If we can spend $800 billion on defense and all kinds of money on stupid projects, why can't we protect, take care of those who basically have been heroes to our country? So hats off to Stuart. Marvelous person, marvelous man, marvelous patriot.
But and along with the hats off, hey, note to everyone, there's a way to do something. That's all.
Amen.
All right. Now,
I amen. And we're having a situation now, which I'm certain most, if not all of us, are very aware of, whereby the president asked Congress for money to build this wall, which most people say really is ineffectual, a waste of money and whatever. That aside, he proposed a project and the Congress said, no, we're not going to fund it. Well, that's pretty simple. If you remember your civics, or if you've ever studied how the House and Senate and the administration works, we have three bodies, and they must come into concert to create laws. It's part of the Constitution of the United States of America, which makes us free. The president is trying to go around that. The Republicans are willy-nilly saying, well, maybe we'll support the president's wanting to go around the Constitution of the United States. I don't think it happens. I may be too optimistic, but I do want to point out something that to everybody, but to those Republicans who are supposed to help keep our Constitution sound. Julian Castro, who is running for president of the United States, made the point very seriously the other day in talking about Congress possibly bypassing their rightful authority to check the president and letting this thing go to the courts and maybe let...
You have been listening to Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. This is the shortened version of it because we lost a telephone contact with Jim. But online or robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch.